I must be honest. I hate these people so much who slaughter, murder, and set us against each other without repercussions, though I'm trying not to hate the functionaries, the minions. For if I'm honest, I have to contemplate the hideous that my whole life, till I didn't, I served I knew not what. They know not what they do, means but this, that we are not conscious of the full implications of our actions. And serving I knew not what meant not asking questions. The wage, the coerced work system does this, sets us on a path that the more we keep to it, the farther we drift from wholeness, our souls calling us. We are staggering under the weight of all the commands on our bodies placed. We need some air holes to breathe outside the cage, to keep our souls from suffocating, our songs from being erased. So part of our responsibility to each other and to children and youth, to young people, is to reclaim and grow the souls the earth bestowed, and learn to see how the system manifests in us subtly, invisibly. Usually, until we consciously and religiously strive to unlearn it, in the unstated guide to the end of empathy, to soul death, we arrive by internalizing the maxim, might makes right. Last week, we shook some issues loose that power uses for a noose, which looked upon when most reduced, resolved to cons, and their possessive hands upon our common lexicon, from which is seen we must agree on our own common language in which love leads. Reclaiming nation and reclaiming ourselves should be seen as two sides of the same process. Prince kept his soul healthy by putting himself first, by putting his feelings in his music. Can we do this? As Proudhon is schooling us, we are all on the same side, both the so-called poor and the so-called wealthy. We only need to be made aware of it, i.e., we need only to discuss it. And this came up for me during our last show, the May 28, 2017 show, after listening to part of a Democracy Now! Segment that was playing before the show, in which Amy Goodman used that signature phrase for her show, that it is a voice for the voiceless, and that day she particularly wanted to represent for the poor, quote unquote. She said, and this is paraphrasing, "I know the wealthy at times have a hard time, but they'll do fine. They don't need my help." Of course, I thought of all the people murdered with this EMF weapon, precisely because they had resources and were not beholden to power in any way. They could not be controlled. So yes, we all need each other's help. It is not about money. It is indeed about power. So this is standard propaganda in the system, that that divide is being emphasized, between the so-called wealthy and the so-called poor is being emphasized big time in the New York Times of late. As the fog of lies behind which the power guys hide is dissipating, this continuous sniping at the wealthy, pumping up that buffer, it's another object they give us, like the police, on which to displace the anger most in the class system emerge from childhood with, anger from being forced to do what our bodies don't want to. Are we clear now on the political significance of Prince? Is that obvious? Why power immediately could see he was a threat. And 35 years, it seems, our acknowledged left never seemed to perceive that. The issue of lexicon is inherent here and came up for me again in recent days in reading some of the letters and subsequent commentary about an intentionally provocative verbal sally by the U.S. HUD secretary. The entire debate was carried on as if we are all in agreement with the class-bound definitions of the terms poor and wealthy. Here again, Prince is instructive, encourages us to think with our hearts, not with our conditioning, and develop our common lexicon of love through our discussions. Because at base, we all want the same things out of life, and the categories exist to keep us divided. So this argument from the left, quote unquote, that the wealthy don't need our help, blah, 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 kicks a door shut between us when we should be, particularly now with freedom in view, opening them, as Proudhon did, I hope everyone is noticing, and having common discussions to clarify what future we want in our language of love. And Kropotkin confirmed, by the way, from firsthand experience, related as we discussed in several previous shows on using that very powerful description of the Paris Commune that Kropotkin shared. Let's never forget the words of Proudhon, cited in our May 15, 2016 show. Though the persecutors he refers to have been supplanted by the Plato's tribesmen, the god hopefuls that in those false friends Proudhon was seeing even then, testing the wings of their duplicity that would fly them into ever more hideous deeds done and evil seeds planted. Proudhon has won our respect many times over for the depth of his wisdom, thought, love, and courage, purchased with much suffering for the sake of us, we who follow in his footsteps, and are required thereby to redeem it by realizing our collective dream of freedom. Quote, what, if we suffer for truth and justice, must we in retaliation thrust our persecutors outside the pale of human society? Such is not the wisdom of Christianity or any of the major religions before they get infiltrated and taken over by power. Oh, proletaires, how long are you going to be victimized by the spirit of revenge and implacable hatred which your false friends kindle, and which perhaps has done more harm to the development of reformatory ideas than the corruption, ignorance, and malice of the government? How successful you would have been if, in order to influence men, you had appealed to the self-love of men. Unquote. And I add, as does Prince. And that is from our May 15th, 2016 show. We are all on the same side because all of us want to develop our thought process, which requires all of us and which rekindles suppressed love and empathy in us. It is only the tiny few truly soul dead from coercion, traumatically imposed on them as infants, taught that they must be demonstrably superior, quote unquote, as the people, quote unquote, are naturally, they're taught, subservient and must be managed. It is only these tiny few truly soul dead who oppose this.